You're listening to Showtime
on URN.
Hello, I'm Ella Vidrinska from Showtime, URN's specialist musical theatre show, and you're listening to our podcast Spotlight On, where I'm keeping you up to date with all the latest theatrical news. And this week, it's the fact that Strictly Ballroom the Musical is in town at Nottingham's Theatre Royal. It is a blockbuster of a show featuring Strictly Come Dancing's Kevin Clifton in the lead role of Scott Hastings. It's directed and choreographed by Strictly Come Dancing's Craig Revel Horwood, and it's co-choreographed by Strictly Come Dancing's creative director Jason Gilkison. So, safe to say that if you're a fan of Strictly, like myself, you're going to have a whale of a time at Strictly Ballroom. And as the title suggests, it's based on the Baz Luhrmann film of the same name, which follows a rebellious young ballroom dancer called Scott, who wants to start dancing his own steps in competition settings, even though they are not Strictly Ballroom steps, and this causes him to fall out of favour with the Australian Federation. And to get round that, Scott decides to dance with a beginner called Fram instead. Now, I will preface this review by saying I have not seen the Baz Luhrmann film. I know bits and bobs about it as a cultural touch point, but it isn't something I've ever seen for myself, and as such, I'm very, very aware that the stage show leans heavily into a nostalgia that I just don't have. I could see that everyone around me was having the time of their lives, to the point that people were literally congering out of the theatre at the end of the show. So it is clearly a very solid adaptation of the original film, and I could see certain elements that had been translated well, but I will just hold my hands up and admit that the film is a bit of a blank spot for me, which in some ways is kind of nice because it means that I, as a theatre fan, can just review the stage show that I saw. And I did have a really fun time. I mean, as you'd expect with anything associated with Baz Luhrmann and Craig Revel Horwood as well, to be fair, this show is high camp and fully leans into that, which I love. The big dance scenes are exceptionally choreographed, and you're fully immersed in this glitzy, sparkly, sequin-filled world of competitive ballroom dancing. I will say that at times, that whole side of things feels a little bit at odds with the story of Scott and Fran. It sort of felt that there were two very distinct shows, one that was high camp and almost pantomime-esque in like the best possible way, and another that was a very genuinely earnest, slightly more contemporary love story that had kind of been spliced together. Each part has its own merits, and I think I would like to see both shows individually and have the chance to explore the respective characters in each of those parts in a bit more depth, but ideally just finding a way to make them more cohesive together in the show's current form would be great. It wasn't that one detracted from the other or that one was better than the other in any way. It's more just that you could feel the split between them, and it would be nice to have that married up a little bit more, in my opinion, because the storyline and the cast absolutely have the potential and ability to do that. I mean, unsurprisingly, Kevin Clifton and Faye Brooks shone as Scott and Fran respectively. I imagine there is quite a significant crossover in the Venn diagram of fans of the original Strictly Ballroom film and fans of Kevin from Grimsby specifically, and honestly, it's just a match made in heaven. He is absolutely fantastic as the romantic lead in this show, and it is such a wonderful opportunity for him to show off his immense performing abilities. Like, we know that he can dance, we know that he can sing, although it is always nice watching people realise just how good Kevin is at singing. But it's the fact that Strictly Ballroom gives him more heavy-duty acting opportunities that I personally really love. I mean, Kevin was made to play Scott Hastings in this show, and it was a privilege to watch him perform with such joy and ease and skill. And I'm not just saying that as a slightly biased Lincolnshire lass myself, although that obviously does help. I also really enjoyed Faye Brooks as Fran. Faye is probably best known for playing Kate Connor in Coronation Street, so for her the acting side of things comes so naturally, and you can really tell. She turned Fran into such a developed, authentic character, and I loved the conviction of the journey that she went on across the show. My personal highlight was how funny Faye was, especially in Act One when Fran's finding her feet a little bit more, and there's a sort of awkwardness to it. But that was more than matched by her talents as a musical theatre performer, and oh my god, she looked stunning in that final Paso Doble. I also have to mention Mark Sangster as Doug Hastings and Jose Agudo as Rico, Scott and Fran's respective fathers. Both men were so fantastic in different ways. I mean, Mark brought humour and cheeky charm, and the crazy Doug sequence in Act Two was one of my favourite numbers in the whole show. But Jose absolutely stole the show leading the Act One finale in a routine straight out of Jason Gilkerson's Burn the Floor. It was this spectacular flamenco-influenced Paso Doble number involving the whole cast, and honestly, I could have just watched it all night. A friend of mine described it as Spanish river dance at the interval, if that paints an image of what to expect. I then also just want to give a quick shout out to Kieran Cooper, who was on as Barry Fife, the villainous head of the Australian Federation, whose machinations stop Scott from being able to dance the way that he wants. Kieran usually plays Scott's friend Wayne, so I think he did an immense job going on for a part that, let's face it, he's not really quite old enough to play yet, but he did so with conviction and gusto. His villain number was probably my favourite original song of the entire show, and I'm not sure how many people actually saw it, but his "Who's This?" confusion in the final scene when he walks past Fran's abuela was such a wonderfully hilarious acting choice. It really tickled me. So yeah, there is plenty to love about Strictly Ballroom. Again, like I said earlier, it definitely leans into, dare I even say relies on, a nostalgia for the film that the majority of the audience do clearly have. Like, this is a show that knows its target demographic and plays up to that. It's just that I personally am not part of the target demographic. And so while it's definitely a wholly enjoyable night out, I'm also aware that it's trying to cater for a slightly different audience. And that's absolutely fine. I was trying to put my finger on it last night because I'm someone who is lucky enough to go to the theatre a lot, and when you go to the theatre a lot, there are certain things that you end up looking out for or that win you over with their cleverness and subtlety and effect. And there is plenty of that in Strictly Ballroom too. The set design by Mark Walters was ingenious, and Richard Jones' lighting design was beautifully effective. But at its heart, Strictly Ballroom is an unabashedly bombastic show that is just perfect for the fun night outers, if you know what I mean. It's camp, it's chaotic, it's gonna get people up on their feet and dancing along at the end. It's another Mamma Mia or Dirty Dancing or that kind of show where there is absolutely a tangible storyline that you can hook your teeth into with some gloriously theatrical moments, but you can also enjoy it at a purely superficial level and just have a lovely night out. And that's wonderful. Not every show needs to be as hardcore or, dare I say it, highbrow as something like Titanic, where you're only really going to get on with it if you're already heavily invested in theatre as a performance medium. It is so, so important that different shows offer different things so that we can get as many people as possible into the theatre and enjoying live performances. And something like Strictly Ballroom, with its appeal to the fans of the original film and with its links to Strictly Come Dancing and with the use of some popular music and with its unbridled fun element, it is absolutely a show that will get people in the room who might not know where to start with theatre otherwise. And for that, I am so, so grateful and so pleased that this show is available. So if Strictly Ballroom sounds like your cup of tea, then make sure you catch it while it's here in Nottingham at the Theatre Royal until Saturday the 24th of June. Tickets are available via the link here in the post and start at just £25. And it really is a lot of fun. As a side note, I'm definitely now going to go and watch the film, so I can't wait to find out more about the original. But I hope you have a wonderful time seeing the stage show in Nottingham. And on that note, I will say goodbye to you for now. Thank you so much for listening. And if you'd like to hear more from the world of musical theatre, make sure you're following along on Facebook at URN Showtime and on Twitter at Showtime URN so that you stay up to date and never miss a moment. Because, as we say, the showtime must go on. Until next time, goodbye.
You're listening to Showtime
on URN.